When Eloise Sparks started the Miss Juneteenth scholarship program in Tri-Cities 21 years ago, she was inspired by her daughter.
She was really young and she didn't have a lot of self-esteem. She always didn't feel like she was enough.
Sparks wanted to boost her daughter's confidence and signed her up for a pageant.
She ended up walking in a room of 130 little girls, and they were all white girls. And she turned around to walk out and she said, "Mom, I can't do this. No one in there looks like me."
But Sparks encouraged her daughter not to give up, and it paid off. She ended up with a top model award. That was the beginning of Sparks' journey to inspire more young Black girls like her daughter, a mission the pageant has kept to this day.
I want them to be inspired. I want them to be encouraged to go to school, go beyond here, go beyond high school, and get an education so they can get those jobs that everybody said that they're not capable of getting.
Sparks says Miss Juneteenth scholarship program is not a beauty-focused pageant. She says it's more an opportunity for the candidates to feel good about themselves and recognize how far they can go. Rezan Osman, Miss Juneteenth 2022, says participating in the contest made her grow in many ways, especially because she's often the only Black person in the room.
Now that I have this title, now I go into and be like, okay, like I'm representing the Black people, I need to like be a good example for people, and that's one thing that this pushes me to do.
Micah Milliner is competing for Miss Juneteenth this year. She says participating in the pageant is allowing her to be more involved with the community.
I came to the pageant because I wanted to learn about, integrate into, and become the representation of the Black community of the Tri-Cities because I'm new here.
Osman says the contest also celebrates freedom and makes others more aware of the Juneteenth commemoration when enslaved people in Texas learned they had been freed more than 2 years after President Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. Juneteenth is now a federal holiday.
Not a lot of people know about Juneteenth. I know a lot of people celebrate Lincoln, and that's a good thing, but it's also like you have to know the struggles that it took to actually get his act into like action.
Sparks says the pageant path has not been free of criticism in the Tri-Cities. However, organizers remain focused on supporting talented young Black girls.
We're making a difference. If we just help two or three of these girls, we've made a difference, and we've helped 20 of them or more.
Also, little girls can get the Junior Princess Sash, which is awarded to the most successful girl promoting the event tickets. The Junior Princess goes with Miss Juneteenth to events. Sparks says it motivates the girls to participate in the program when they grow up. After handing over her crown, Osman says she will keep inspiring other Black youth in her community.
I have to like encourage people and just let them know that they can get through this because like being Black, we have a history of resilience and just perseverance that I just want to carry and let people know like you got this, you can do this.
Sparks estimates that at least 300 people attend the event yearly. She thinks the Miss Juneteenth scholarship program is leaving a mark on the community. For NWBB, I'm Johanna Bejarano.